The Country Girls by Edna O'Brien.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Country Girls.
Chapter 1.
I wakened quickly and sat up in bed abruptly. It's only when I'm anxious that I awaken easily, and for a minute I didn't know why my heart was beating faster than usual. Then I remembered. The old reason. He had not come home. Getting out, I rested for a moment on the edge of the bed, smoothing the green satin bedspread with my hand. We'd forgotten to fold it the previous night, Mama and me. Slowly, I slid onto the floor, and the linoleum was cold on the soles of my feet. My toes curled up instinctively. I owned slippers, but Mama made me save them for when I was visiting my aunts and cousins. And we had rugs, but they were rolled up and kept in drawers until visitors came in the summertime from Dublin. I put on my ankle socks. There was a smell of frying bacon from the kitchen, but it didn't cheer me. Then I went over to let up the blind. It shot up suddenly and the cord got twisted round it. It was lucky that Mama had gone downstairs, as she was always lecturing me on how to let up blinds properly, gently. The sun wasn't yet up, and the lawn was speckled with daisies that were fast asleep. There was dew everywhere. The grass below my window, the hedge around it, the rusty paling wire beyond that, and the big outer field were each touched with a delicate wandering.